Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on storage tiering. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Darren Janaway, Senior Consultant with Glasshouse Technologies UK. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what is storage tiering and why should you add it to your environment? Over to you, Darren.
Hi, good afternoon, Anthony. Well, storage tiering is the practice of moving data from one type of storage to another based on patterns of access, performance requirements, or even capacity constraints. As an example of access patterns, let's consider a batch of high-resolution images taken, say, 10 years ago and only looked at twice in the last 5 years. It really doesn't make sense for these images to consume gigabytes of expensive 15,000 RPM fiber channel storage. Characteristics of the 15K disk make them far more suitable for frequently accessed or important data that needs to be read or written as quickly as possible. Rarely accessed 10-year-old image data is far more suited to slower, higher capacity SATA storage, which is generally cheaper to deploy and probably has a lower total cost of ownership. Conversely, an Oracle database accessed every second of the day and with extremely high performance requirements should most probably sit on fast 15,000 RPM SAS or fiber channel storage, not SATA. Storage tiering systems can automatically migrate data from fast to slower disk or slow to faster disk based on established policies. So what is a storage tier and how should you define one? Well, the definition of what constitutes an actual storage tier is subjective and should really be aligned with business requirements. An organization might notionally define tier one storage as secure, high performance and fault tolerant, suitable for mission critical business applications. The physical definition for this type of storage that would satisfy these requirements would probably mean that only SSD, FC or SAS disk would fit the bill. This really leaves the storage with particular physical characteristics defining what constitutes a tier, and is often how businesses think of storage tiers. Now let's look at the definition of storage tiers from a physical perspective. As a rule of thumb, it's generally accepted that fiber channel or SAS disks spinning at 15,000 RPM would constitute tier 1 storage. Tier 2 would probably also consist of fiber channel or SAS, but running at 10,000 RPM. Finally, SATA disks running at only 7,200 RPM and with much lower I/O rates would probably be considered tier 3. So what about SSD? Well, taken at its simplest, SSD is basically a bunch of non-volatile memory chips masquerading as disk. It's relatively new in the storage arena and it's still comparatively expensive technology. However, with its high I/O capability and sub-millisecond access time, it's generally considered tier 0. Fiber channel and SAS disk technology is not quite as fast, but still considered high performance and generally very reliable.
What type of products are available that can add storage tiering to an existing environment? Over to you again, Darren.
The vast majority of storage vendors now provide some sort of storage tiering solutions. A number of vendors supply arrays that come with management systems that can move data between defined tiers according to user-defined policies. Such policies define minimum or maximum rates of I/O that have to take place to trigger an array or storage system to move the data to a different tier, normally at a sub-LUN level, i.e. at some multiple block level rather than an entire LUN. Some systems operate at block level, moving blocks of data between disk tiers automatically or at specific times, in order to balance throughput or capacity and iron out disk hotspots, where a particular disk or a set of disks is accessed more frequently than others, causing performance bottlenecks. Other solutions or appliances operate at file level within an app environment and can not only move less frequently accessed file data to different tiers of storage, but can also direct files based on type. For example, MPEG or movie files can be routed to a particular storage tier, whilst other types, such as JPEG or Excel documents, could be routed to a completely different tier. While some older arrays don't support data tiering themselves, data on such arrays can still be tiered by virtualizing the existing array behind a new one, which not only supports storage array virtualization, but also offers tiering. Once virtualized, hosts can still access data on the old array via the new one. The older virtualized array is now subject to the same storage tiering software as data stored locally on the new array. Other arrays, whilst not supporting virtualization in the same way, can still offer tiering solutions. Once the data has been migrated, storage tiering software in the new array can move data around. Other solutions include host-based solutions, almost an appliance, which will virtualize and manage heterogeneous arrays in a similar way to those arrays which offer virtualization within array. This appliance also provides a tiering solution that can move data between different types of storage, once again based on user-defined policies. Finally, there is volume management software solution which runs on a SAN-attached host using a namespace spanning multiple volumes consisting of different tiers of storage, where files are placed on or moved between those underlying volumes, yet again based on user-defined policies with no disruption to applications and end users.
Thanks, Darren. That's the end of the podcast.